I can't believe what my brothers did to my door. I can't even get out of my room. I'm gonna get them back.
Getting angry? Well, that's just gonna keep the fight going. You can ask God to help you stay calm. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're listening. As always, my name is Zach. Have you ever heard the verse Proverbs 15:1? It says, "A soft answer turns away wrath." It's hard to give a soft answer when you've been hurt and teased. But the second half of the verse shows us why it's the better choice. It says, "But a harsh word stirs up anger." Our story today is entitled, "Chill Out." "Bree, I love your new pet. He's so soft and sweet." Ella stroked her friend's chinchilla, Herman. "A chinchilla's soft fur is one reason why they're such popular pets," said Bree. "They're native to the Andes Mountains in Chile, where it gets really cold. Remember 2 years ago when you kept telling everyone you wanted a porcupine for a pet?" Ella could not contain her giggles. Bree shook her head. "What was I thinking? Chinchillas and porcupines are related, but porcupines are so prickly they don't make good pets." Bree handed Herman a seed and watched him nibble on it while holding it tightly in his tiny front paws. There was a strange sound on the other side of Bree's closed door. "Ella, I think our brothers are up to something," Bree whispered. "Remember what we did to them last time? Evan said they'd get us back." When Bree opened the door, she shrieked in anger. There was so much duct tape she could hardly see through to the hallway. "Mom!" Bree yelled over the boys laughing. "That's what you get for starting this war," Evan taunted. "Evan, I'm going to destroy you," Bree roared. "What's going on?" Mom appeared on the other side of the tape. "Boys, please take this down." After the boys removed the tape, Mom sent Ella to get a snack and came into Bree's room. "Bree, I know you were upset, but I could hear you hollering from outside. You need to chill out." "Mom, I can't. The boys made me so angry." "I know, and I'm going to have a talk with them. But you can control how you respond when people do things that make you angry. Remember Proverbs 15:1? "A soft answer turns away wrath," Bree muttered. "Herman's fur is the definition of soft," Mom observed as she stroked the chinchilla. "And it's a soft answer that stops fights and heals relationships. Mean, angry words just make things worse. As Christians, we can rely on God's Spirit to help us respond with love and speak softly, even when we feel angry." "Okay, Mom, I get it. I need to trust God to help me be chill when I want to be pokey," Bree grinned. "Did you know one of the chinchilla's relatives is a porcupine?" Mom laughed. "Now I do. Choose to be a chinchilla, girl." What about you? Do you ever explode in anger when someone says or does something that makes you upset? If you know Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit's power in you to help you respond to others in loving ways, even when it's hard. Rely on His power, trusting Him to get rid of any anger in your heart and fill it up with His kindness and love. Our key verse is Proverbs 15:1.
"A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger."
And our key thought today, with God's help, you can be chill. I'm glad I could spend some time with you today on the Keys for Kids story. If you want an easy way to make the stories a part of your everyday life, then ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen wherever you have an Echo device, like in the bathroom brushing your teeth, or in the kitchen eating lunch, or even at bedtime just before you go to sleep. It's a great way to make time with God a part of your life. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with Keys for Kids.